in 2014 because of European legislation. It was necessary to introduce legislation here by way of a statutory instrument rather than primary legislation. And at that time, when the statutory instrument came into operation, a number of fishermen in the south of the country brought the case to the High Court. The High Court ruled that it wasn't constitutional because the Sea Fisheries Protection Agency, they were the determination panel, and if it were to be appealed, it went to an adjudication panel comprising of solicitors to be appointed by the Sea Fisheries Protection Agency. And if the individuals wanted to go to court, they could only go in a court of law. And if the penalty points were on their license, they would remain on the license into perpetuity. And all of this was totally, we felt, wrong. And I'm delighted now that when the case was brought by the Minister, the Attorney General and Ireland to the Supreme Court, that the Supreme Court upheld the decision of the High Court. And was very fortunate because the Minister was about to table another revised statutory instrument to take into consideration the High Court's ruling. I met with the Minister and I made it very clear to him that it would be foolish to introduce this until such time as the Supreme Court has ruled, and how right we were. So now the Minister has to await the Supreme Court, the detail of the decision. I would hope that he would enter into consultation then with ourselves and with the industry in order to ensure that anything introduced would comply with the Constitution, and that those concerned could go to court.
Is it your belief then that what's necessary now at this point is not another statutory instrument, but in fact primary legislation that will allow for a full debate in the Dáil?
Well, absolutely. That's what's necessary, I believe. And it would be totally wrong not to be able to go to the courts. And furthermore, after a period of time, if there are penalty points on the licence, just like any other penalty points on a driving licence, that they would be erased after a period of time. So I'm delighted the Supreme Court has ruled against the government's proposals. And I'm also pleased that the Minister took on board my suggestion of some weeks ago that it would be very wrong to table the amendment, because I, at that time, with the support of my party, threatened to have that statutory instrument annulled.